Hello, Glenda. Jerome. I would like a question healing for Tom and Joan and Stella. Is that okay? Healing? Tom, Joan, and Stella, this is Jerome. I'm not hearing you, though. I don't hear you.
Oh, Jerome.
Yeah.
Jerome, you're on. I am so sorry. I muted myself to cut down background noise when there was so much from everyone else.
Well, listen, I love you for all
okay.
your background noise and for all your human spirit of light, compassion, love, peace, and joy. And this is for my daughter, Joan, her husband, Tom, and their granddaughter named Stella. And you are the most priceless, wonderful light, compassion, love in the world.
Oh, you are so sweet. And I'm so glad you could even feel me in silence.
Yes.
Sometimes, don't you wish we could just feel other people in silence?
Yeah. And connect just like we are now. But thank you for
exactly.
Jesus with all his love and light. And I just send you light, compassion, love, peace, and joy forever and always.
Oh, thank you, Jerome. And I certainly receive it. Tony,
right.
You're on. Okay. Tony, I just opened your line.
Thanks, Glenda. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, let's see. I wanted to ask for a blessing today for Judy. She's been ill and just has a really bad, kind of nasty head cold that's gotten worse and kind of has lasted now for over a week. So I know she needs some relief, so a blessing for her healing.
Okay.
And then I wanted to mention that there's a really significant full moon. It's about almost a week and a half away, so it's going to happen not this week, but the middle of next week. And when that happens, the sun will be with Venus. Venus is retrograde now, so we'll have sun conjunct retrograde Venus, and full moon will be conjunct Uranus. So it's a Uranus-Venus opposition with the full moon.
Oh.
And that.
Uh-oh.
Well.
That triggered all kinds of problems in my mind.
Well, you
know. Calls misunderstandings.
Well, yeah, there could be some of that.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's striking me is that it's the awareness. So it's the sun and Venus together in Scorpio. So it's the depth of love's power. That's one expression of the Venus sun, especially with Venus retrograde. And then with moon with Uranus is really kind of in this configuration is accelerating for awakening. And for workability, because Uranus is trining Saturn as well. So there's some potential beneficial effect here for our understanding and working with existing structure.
Well, that part is certainly good.
But they overcome the challenges too.
Indeed. I was going to ask you, as our resident astrologer, is there any particular reason why last week was so hard for just about everybody I know?
Gosh.
I don't mean all negative. It was just hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Struggle, work, stress, rethinking everything.
Yes.
Redoing it was a hard week for every, I mean, traffic was bad. People were rude in traffic. It's been a long time since I've seen a week that was as hard as last week.
Yeah.
And I'm not personalizing it because I got through it. I didn't get sick. You know, nothing bad happened. But yeah. I just noticed from everyone I talked to.
Yeah. Well, I was feeling it too, and I was noticing it with different family members, and you know, so some of the things that were going on. I woke up, I think it was a week ago, not this Friday, but a week before, and the thing that came to me was this kind of real feeling that first thought that came to me is the world is broken. And then with the acceptance of that, so it's kind of in the place where, okay, it's kind of like an insight, you know, a flash, mm-hmm. an intuitive flash. But then the very next breath, what came was, and yet the world may be made whole. So the way it was speaking to me was that we're pushing through something right now, which is showing us in our circumstances how challenging things are. For so many people, mm-hmm. and this hurricane was certainly a testament to that. But at the same time, potential for grace and wholeness is with us. And sometimes we have to go to such an extreme place in order to really see it, for the dots to connect. I've observed that myself personally. So I don't know. That's kind of personally how I was being impacted by it. There's mm-hmm. nothing specific in the configurations that we have right now. Today we actually have Moon with Saturn, which will be exact this evening in about 6 hours, and that's usually very good for understanding, being revealed about how we can work with state and circumstance, the way that our state really determines how we're responding and moving in our experience, you know, state and circumstance, the way they work together.
Mm-hmm.
But, I agree that it's been pretty intense and challenging.
Yes, it has. It has. And if it was just me, I'd say, oh, that's just me, you know. Go chill out, Glenda. Say a prayer, have a meditation, have some coconut water. You know,
yeah.
Wait for it to pass. But the fact is, everybody I talked to, whether it was business or personal or spiritual or counseling or just getting things done, you're trying to make a bank deposit, and the bank's system was broken down that day.
Yeah.
Simple things everywhere. And it wasn't just on one level. It was on every level. And so I know something's going on. Yeah,
well,
things don't just become difficult everywhere for nothing.
Well, now that you mention it, what's been happening is this whole last week, Venus was stationing and turning retrograde. So I think that resonates with what you're describing now that I'm looking at it.
Well, you know, I think I know how to explain it now, Tony. And I think I can turn this into a lesson.
Okay.
Sometimes we rely upon nature or the goodwill of humanity and certainly the grace of God and the positive patterns of the cosmos to carry us forward into the positive patterns we want in life, and we count on that momentum. So in counting on that momentum, we don't create it for ourselves. And we kind of fall back and get lazy. And then when all these positive forms of momentum slow down, we go all of a sudden, hey, what happened? What just happened?
Yeah.
Everything stopped on me. Yeah. And so I think it's a wake-up call. Actually, this is what I've noticed in the many, many, many hundreds of times I have thought about Mercury retrograde. It's not that the planet does anything bad to me. It's just that the planet stops doing it for me. So I've got to be more conscientious about making communications. I've got to be more conscientious with details. I've got to take over the load that momentum is now not doing for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I think some of the outward momentum of the world, of the cosmos, et cetera, just slowed down, and we weren't ready to pick up the slack. So that's what I did, is I picked up the slack, and I just said, okay, I'm going to make life better. I'm going to make everything, if the world's not doing it for me, I'm going to do it for me.
Yeah.
And if I can't do it for me, then I'm going to pray that God will do it for me. So I spent a little extra time last week in prayer for myself and everybody else.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, it's really nice to have these conversations, Tony, because just everybody look at how this all started with me asking Tony a question. Tony didn't really have the answer. I didn't have the answer. But through communicating, we began to examine possibility.
Yeah.
This is what we do in the jam sessions of our seminars and webinars. We come together midweek and we go, what? What did she say on Sunday? Did you get that? Well, I think she said this, but I'm not sure. And then by the time they get through, oh yeah, that's what it means. This is the power of communication. Do you know, everybody, listen to these words. Listen to these words. Nothing ever started without communication. Even in the Bible, God said, let there be light. In the book of John, it said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. In other words, it all started with communication. So, guys, if you're having a problem, talk to somebody. Pick up a book. Go online. Talk to your neighbor. Have a prayer. Talk to somebody. Start a communication. That's why we do this before the blessing. That's why we warm up the room to create this active dialogue that makes everything more, well, alive with energy. I guess that's the only way to say it. It's just there's more living energy to work with. And I know some people will be coming on. We'll have some people take the challenge in just a minute. And while I'm waiting for other people to show up, I'm going to make an announcement about something that's very, communication, that's very important going to happen at 4 o'clock today on this conference call line. It's a free conference call, and I'm going to be talking about the power of prayer and how the power of prayer is not just about bringing your grocery list to God. The real power of prayer is actually opening up a line of communication from your soul, from your heart, to the one who created you. And it really doesn't matter what you said, because it's not about the words. It's not about what you get from it. It's not about what you ask from it. The power of prayer is exactly about the very beginning of this universe. Do you want to go back to the beginning and make it all better? Then start a perfect communication. That's it. All through the life of Yeshua and the apostles, they asked him, Lord, will you teach us to pray? And he would always avoid that question, because he knew what they wanted were words to pray. And he knew they would focus on words. He didn't want them to focus on words, because it's not in the words. The power of prayer is not in the words. The power of prayer is in your heart. The power of prayer is in your reunion with God. And so he gave them a prayer that really isn't about the words at all. It actually is about the sacred content of the key phrases that we've been studying all this year. And the secret is not about the prayer as words. It never was. It never will be. It's about the secret meaning contained in the phrases of the prayer. By the way, Tony, are you there?
Yes.
Tony, okay. I just wanted to make sure I was being heard. I want to be.
Yes.
Okay, good. It never was about the phrases or the words in the prayer. It was about how to create the union as a living dynamic force in your life with your divine creator. So the first thing we studied was, thy will be done. Well, that's a big one. It's hard to say it and really mean it. Actually, it is. Because the fact is, we all have our intentions. We all have things we want to see done. And, of course, that's what you bring to the blessing call. You make requests for blessing. You want to see something get better. Somebody has something they need. You want blessings for the world. And you're hoping that the things you want to see done will also be the will of God. Well, that's the key in that phrase, is finding that place. Beginning to be so open to the will of God in your life that the will of God begins to refine and perfect the things that you want to see done, so that the things you want to see done then take on more power, more perfection, and less resistance. That's a big deal. Give us this day our daily bread. Well, that's an important one. And why did he keep it so simple? That's very easy. It's very easy once you get the real meaning of it, is that we are all here to be nourished by each other, by God, and in turn to provide nourishment. It doesn't matter whether that nourishment comes as money or as a home or as a job or as friends. If you are nourished all the days of your life and that nourishment fills you with the potential you were created to fulfill, the job is done. We use different methods to acquire nourishment. Sometimes, well, a lot of times it's important to have money to go out and buy groceries. But there are some things you need that money can't buy. And that's just a fact. In fact, most of the things you really, really need, money can't buy. You know, when I chose this home down here by the coast, I had a number of reasons why I chose it. One is that I was really suffering from dehydration terribly, to a pathological level in my body. I needed to be where things were humid. And also, I loved gardening. I loved to grow things. And I thought, and I also wanted to be near an ocean because I know that the energy of the ocean waters carries blessings of the world, literally around the world. So I thought those three things would work really, really well together. Well, I come down here and I find that the soil is too salty to grow anything but yuccas and grass, seagrass. Everything else has to grow in pots. I spent the whole remainder of my savings the first year planting things that I thought would be a tropical garden. But this is not Hawaii. This is not South Florida. This is not Southern California. This is a sandy, salty beach that grass learned to grow on. You know, so we could pray for things that we think we want, and we find out those things don't provide the nourishment we want. And then on top of that, I almost lost my home to a hurricane. I would have been better off just to pray for my daily bread. Really, honestly, I would have been. And that doesn't mean to say I haven't made the most of being down here and found the delightful benefits of it. There are delightful benefits, but it's not what I thought it was. And it certainly is not going to fulfill my life. And then, forgive us. Wow, is that a big one? If we live in grace and if we live with the will of God, we know that every day there are both good things and mistakes we make. And we ask forgiveness for our mistakes, and we tolerate at least or make an effort to forgive others. At the end of the day, we hope for a blank slate. What's so important about that blank slate? Everything. Everything. Because it's the blank slate upon which your blessings of tomorrow will be written, like on a menu card. It means everything. That blank slate gets you right back to the first one, thy will be done. That blank slate gets you back, if you really do it right, to our daily bread, which could be whatever you need. You see, Yeshua built this prayer. He built this prayer to accommodate the apostles' need for words and yet not allow them to be captured by the words. And the last one, the last part we're going to study in our last webinar is, for thine is the glory. For thine is the glory. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. You see, in the end, we are transformed by our ability to go face to face with awesomeness. Awesome possibility. Awesome reality. Awesome realization. It is said we were created in the image of God. Well, surely not this frail DNA body that we walk around in. Because actually we are told that there came a time when God blew his breath into us, and that breath was the spirit of the living creator that lived in us and was planted like a seed, which is why the favorite parable in all the teachings of Yeshua was about the seed that is planted in you. And what is that seed? That seed is the awesomeness of your potential, awesomeness. When we can activate that awesomeness, we're there. I know we have some blessing givers on the call. We always have a lot of them on the call. Some of them, I see their names, some just blank numbers, but I'll recall something I know they're very fond of, and that's one of the last things we do in learning how to be a blessing giver. And that is just simply to surrender this life with all of its boundaries, all of its expectations, all of its hopes, all of its ego identities, all of its rewards and pains, attachments, desires, yearnings, losses, you name it, the whole shopping list that goes along with being a human being wanting this, that, or the other to be taken care of. We let go of it all. And we fall into infinity, infinite space. And in that infinite space, everything is given. Nothing is resisted. Nothing is held back. And you come face to face with your divinity. I would like to help each one of you know what that feels like. I know that most of you cannot travel this far to become a blessing giver, but I hope someday I will be able to travel to you, or you will have the resources to come to wherever I am. In the meantime, I would love to share this incredibly amazing piece of wisdom, because it's about how you turn your life into a life that has only permissions and boundaries, only problems that have to be solved as problems. And you deny yourself the infinite potential of miracles that are always part of life. Where do those miracles come from? Well, they don't come from the structured universe. I'm standing up right now getting ready to offer the blessing, and I'm walking around in my office, and I know that if I want to exit this office, I will have to walk through a door, not through the wall. But you know what? My spirit is already in the chapel, where I will be in a few minutes with my body, letting it join with my heart and spirit. You know where my heart is? My heart is with each one of you. You see, what I'm trying to teach you is that there are parts of your constitution that do not have any boundaries, that do not have any limitations. And when you reside in those parts of yourself, you move your heart around. You want to make something happen, pull it into your life, go put your heart in it. And you can. Your heart doesn't, it's not just this biological organ that pumps in your chest. Your heart is the center of your being. Go put the center of your being and that which you want to have joined with your life. You want to be with someone that you love? Go give them a spiritual hug. You can do that. You see, this is the power of prayer, is that spending time in prayer allows you as a spirit to join with your daily bread, to join with your Heavenly Father in the will of the Creator, to create a blank slate in your life that is open to new potential, and then see the awesomeness of miracles that can happen. So I would like to invite you to join us in that free conference call at 4 o'clock. I'll be there. It won't be long, probably about 15 minutes, and I'm going to help you see some of these things. But for now, we just need to offer the blessing. If anyone else has wanted to check on and make a request, I think we have a lot of people on the call, but not too many people today asking for a specific blessing. I think we'll just let you have that miracle that needs to happen. So let's begin. Be seated, arms and legs uncrossed. Take a deep breath and relax. Take another deep breath and relax. Don't think. Just be. Feel. Love. Expand. Be open to receiving. I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua. And when I'm finished, I would like you to begin your prayer, however you would pray. And your prayer may not be in words. My most powerful prayers are not in words. Sometimes I intentionally do not use words because it tends to bring the mind in. It tends to bring the soul back. It tends to limit what the heart can desire. I speak a word and the heart says, oh yeah. So, however you would pray, maybe you'll hold the hand of someone you love. Maybe you'll be giving a spiritual hug to the planet or everything your heart goes out to. Whatever it is, let us begin now. Dear Yeshua, we know that you are here with us. You have been here all along and before our call began with each person in their life. I know you let us have our challenges because you will not take away from us the glory of our own surrender into infinite potential. You will not replace our glory with yours. You have come to show us the way. You have not come to replace us. You taught the apostles how to walk their path and live their life and go their way and learn their future, and in the end to transcend into the saints which they became. You have allowed this for all of us. We ask that you would, with your compassionate heart, your spirit of glory and your sense of humor, that you would indulge us just a few moments of relief from what seems to be pressing on us so tightly, so that we can again be restored in our faith and our belief in the miracles of life. We love you. We place our faith in all that you've taught us, and we come to you with our faith that we may be children of God, brothers and sisters to you. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to go and rest and receive and be that blank slate upon which the will of God can be written along with your own. Bye-bye for now. And I hope you'll join me on the call at 4 o'clock.